Good morning.
Good morning.
Sweet. It's a great day for our students. Bring your parents to church day. Thank you for coming. I know it means a lot to your children to see you in church. And I'm sure it means a lot that you see your child in church. Oh, goodness. Our epistle lesson today comes from the book of Acts. I'm reading from the 10th chapter, verses 34 through 43. Listen for the word of our Lord. Then Peter began to speak to them. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. How he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him to death. But God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of all the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. Sisters and brothers, this is the word of our Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I know right now you are sitting there wondering what the heck is going on. This is Easter morning. Why are we not talking about an empty tomb? We're hearing something that Peter's talking about. We don't want to hear that. We want to hear about the empty tomb. We want to hear what we always hear on Easter Sunday. Sorry, you're in the wrong place then. Oh, not really. We will talk about that a bit. But this passage is very important. Because it is the result, and what is happening here in this passage is the result of what has gone on in Jesus' arrest, torture, death, and resurrection. If you're going to talk about Peter, we should have said maybe perhaps how he ran from the grave afterwards. How we saw the linen clothes by themselves and he went home amazed at what had happened. But I got to tell you that Peter has come to this council that he is talking to here, this what I read from you, he has been in trouble. He has been taking the good news of Jesus Christ to non-Jews. He has gone out to Cornelius and his family. He has baptized them. And they're not even Jews. The biggies back in Judea are saying, you need to come and talk to us about this. This is wrong. And I know how Peter felt. I haven't done a whole lot of things right, but when I mess up, I do it really well. So I consider that being a real accomplishment of mine. So I'm used to getting those kind of letters or calls that say, you know, we heard about what you're doing. You need to get over here so we can fix it. That was exactly what was happening to Peter. And what he was talking about and who he was talking to were people that were a little not happy. The charge, you see, was to go out and preach the good news to the Jews. That Paul was doing the other people, but you were supposed to be preaching to those who are the Jews in this area. But God had a different thing in mind. All the big guys back at the big church in the sky or wherever, didn't know, but he had gotten a message from God in a trance that he should take that all food is clean, and that when this person is going to come to you, send people to you, you need to go to his house because I am going to make them Christians. Peter was not altogether really great with this at first. But when everything starts to happen, he feels as God told him to, he should go. He goes and he baptizes the whole household of Cornelius. You see, Peter had a hard time understanding this whole apostleship. He had walked around with Jesus for 3 years and never quite got the hang of it. He could do one sentence where Jesus was just lifting him up and telling him how great he was, and then he would just mess it up the next time he opened his mouth. Poor Peter was like, you know, most of us, didn't always know where to leave it off and go on. And he really doesn't know how to go out and be very political. He just blurts out things. Again, something that I love about Peter, I'm good at that too. My mother said that the clutch between my brain and my mouth was never installed, and it's been a manufacturer's problem ever since. But what we are hearing in this passage is what has been taken more than 3 years to come about. Peter has figured out that Jesus didn't just come for the Jewish nation. He came from everyone, for everyone. For everyone who would listen and believe, that's who Jesus came for. And Peter gets it because he was out there in the field where God is talking to Cornelius and telling him to go find this person. And all the muckety-mucks back in Jerusalem are telling him, wait a minute now, we didn't tell you to do that. We told you to talk to the Jews. And he said, well, let me tell you about it. And he did. And he is getting this all together for himself. He has been struggling from day one. By the time Jesus crawled into his fishing boat down by the lake, he has had a difficult time understanding all of what's going on. And on this day, when God says, these guys are coming and you need to go with them, and they show up and he goes with them, he still doesn't know what's going on. But somewhere in here, he figures it out. Because God has told him, I'm in charge about this. Not the guys back in Jerusalem. Not anybody else. You work for me now. And I'm telling you, go and heal them. Give them what they need. What he got and understood and what he passed along was the good news of Jesus Christ, his death and his resurrection, and what it does for every person on earth. This is the very first inclusion project ever. Now, this was hard for Peter and for others. It was very hard. They have to figure out, wait, it's only God is only for the Jews. We got other things for them. We've got all these other, you know, things they can do. Perhaps after Jesus, Peter is the first guy who really figures it out and says, nope, God loves everybody. No matter where they were born, no matter what language they speak, no matter what color of their skin, or if their toes turn innies or outies, or whatever it is, God is their God. And Peter was the first one, not really Jesus first, but the first of the rest of us who understood fully. And he never understood it, I'm sure. This is called the last or the first sermon in Acts, and that this is a great sermon. And I think he is saying in this, I just figured it out. I just figured it out. When God said, go do it, and I did it, and everybody's upset with me, then I did the right thing. Because we were leaving people out. We were not allowing people into this place of warmth and joy that you don't always understand, because Peter never understood, it seemed like. One day I hope he learned not to talk when he didn't know what was going on. I still haven't learned that. What Peter learned is what we all should learn. Jesus came for all humans. Those who had come before, if you remember Scripture, he descended into hell. He preached to those in hell so that no one was left out. No one. Those who had gone way back, those who will be way ahead in the future, and everybody in between, God lays hands on as his. We are God's. The question is, will we accept that? It's not, does God really love me? No. That question should never run across your mind. God did everything to make sure that you know that you are loved. Jesus came to try to live a good life and do what he could to help everybody understand what is happening. Jesus even worked on the Sabbath, showing us that nothing like that separates you from God. Jesus came for everyone. He got up out of that tomb for us also, so that we might have hope, not just today, but for all eternity. And Peter understood that. Peter finally got it after some 3-4 years. He finally understood what this is about. About showing the world how much God loves them and wants to be with you. Not just on Easter Sunday. Not just on Sunday at all. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks out of the year, for as long as you live. You don't have to be in the best country club. You don't have to wear all the right clothes. You don't have to learn to say all the right words. You just need to love God, your neighbor, and yourself. That is the good news of this day. That God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believed in him would not die, but have everlasting life. Be at peace. God came to earth. He died for us. He rose again and set us all free and said, go out and love one another as I have loved you. That's about it, guys. I got nothing more than that. All we need to do today, tomorrow, and forevermore is to love our Lord, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, with all of our heart, mind, and body. And this day, we will go out in a little bit, and we will love our neighbors as best we can. thanks to God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.